and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today to begin offering pardons to thousands of military veterans who were booted out of the service for being gay.
For more than a half century, from the early 1950s, it was illegal to be gay in the military. U.S. court-martialed and convicted thousands for what President Biden says was simply being themselves. Mr. Biden now pardoning those convictions, which will help those veterans finally receive benefits they deserve. The pardon does not automatically wipe away convictions. Those veterans must still apply through a military approval process.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Oklahoma's Supreme Court put the kibosh on what would have been the nation's first religious school, paid for by the taxpayers' dime. This could eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Central Oklahoma was strafed by severe weather overnight. No word of tornadoes, but 50,000 homes and businesses don't have electric power. This is ABC News. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial modified the gag order he's under.
The move comes nearly a month after the hush money trial ended with a guilty verdict on all 34 counts. The new order keeps Trump from speaking about members of the team that prosecuted him and the individual jurors who convicted him. But Judge Juan Merchan says Trump can now talk about witnesses who testified in the case and generally about the jury. Trump's attorneys argued their client needed that freedom to be able to fully respond to President Biden in Thursday's debate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The music industry going after artificial intelligence.
A lot of creators accuse generative AI companies of hiding how much they're taking off the internet and using to train their models. The music industry says enough. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Records have all teamed up, filing a lawsuit against Suneo and Udio, accusing those companies of scraping copyrighted music without letting artists know and without paying for it.
ABC Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track, out of here!
I asked Ortiz if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him.
No, not necessarily. He had been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I could hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run, and you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We may catch an isolated sprinkle at some point this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high 76, wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you, everybody. More than that, happy anniversary, Mr. Mayor.
To you, Mr. Mino. This has been...
To Todd.
And to Todd.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Todd.
Yes.
We would not be sitting here if it wasn't for Todd.
I was not here a year ago.
I know, but we were.
We didn't thank you, Todd, for showing up, because this would be a quiet time if you didn't show up.
I think I was in the studio like 3 days later, though, wasn't I?
I don't know. We went through two people before you.
Yeah, I think I came in like to try and...
Oh, my God. Save it. Here we are. So just for the listeners, and I don't know if there's anyone who listened a year ago today, but a year ago today, Johnny and I came on the radio and started our show, and I was... talking to my wife last night. She goes, I remember how nervous you were, because I had never done radio. Johnny, of course, 40 years. And we got here, and it was out of Madison then, wasn't it? They were calling us from Madison.
Saying,
you guys are going on in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had all these notes and flow charts. If this doesn't go.
I remember we had arrows. It has a note, and it had an arrow pointing that, and circled. And then another one going down this way and circled.
Go here. If no, right, go there.
Right. Exactly. That's just me. And Johnny's looking out the window. And I'm like,
I was like cleaning my nails.
Right. I'm like, we're coming on pretty soon. Anyway, helped me be more
relaxed. Marked tremendously well. Like a little caterpillar.
Oh, man. This has been fun. And Todd really.
One year. Hard to believe, though.
It is.
You know, I know everybody says that, but it is true. Where does time go?
I know, right?
Why is it when you get older, time just.
It's the 4th of July next week already.
I know.
That's half a summer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, as we get older.
How do we slow it down?
A year becomes a less.
Yeah,
the sense
I
of our life. When you were a kid, summer lasted forever, but that was,
I remember one time, it's funny how you think about little things. Remember being a bar in, how many times do I start a story like that?
I was just going to say that.
Being in a bar, yeah. You can just take,
bar,
that, you can take and, that away, because now we kind of know that.
But me and my buddy, we were in college, and in the junior club, we went down to Minneapolis for a game, and we were sitting in this bar in Dinkytown, which is a really cool area in Minneapolis, right by the college, and we met these ladies, you know, these girls. And my buddy Punky, Jeff Punkowitz, he'd been in the Marines and everything. And we were saying hello. I was 19, and he was 22, but a freshman in college at 22. He's been in the Marines. And the girl goes, well, you're only as old as you feel.
22.
I'm never at 22. And it's like, wow, he's 22. Yeah. Holy cow, man. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it's
what do you think
year.
Has been the highlight of the year? If we have any texters out there that have been with us basically from the beginning, tell us about the highs and lows, what you've experienced
with
our show.
We'll leave the lows out.
Either way. Sometimes the lows are the most
but,
fun.
But, speaking of the lows, though,
you know what? When I get together with my old radio people, do we talk about the great highs? What do we talk about? The lows.
As do we when we bring the band back together at the city hall. It's like the lowest council machines.
Absolutely.
It's like, do you remember that when you flew off the handle? It's like, yeah, I sure
absolutely.
Do.
So if anybody's listening, right, let us know what you remember of the highs or lows from the show or the best guests or anything like that. Right. Text us, please.
And you know, it was almost a year yesterday, but yesterday I may have made a tactical mistake, and you jumped on me. Listen to the show. But we're talking about Carly Simon was 81.
Got a nice text. Happy anniversary to you guys.
All right. We're happy.
Lisa. Hi, thank you, Lisa.
Sorry. And then I just want to say that I was thinking about this yesterday. So then we talked about Linda Ronstadt, and yeah. I said, boy, there's...
But problems.
I said, and you guys just both jumped on me big time.
Well,
like,
we both love Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt, back. We talk album covers. Okay, Carly Simon album cover with the tank top, whatever, the big floppy cap, and Linda Ronstadt with the rollerblades and knee socks, Todd?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. I maybe didn't see that.
I think you were thinking of Janis Joplin, maybe?
You know what? That's who I was thinking of.
Okay.
They're about the same age.
Yeah.
One heavy on heroin.
Yes.
And
killed her.
And had a very promiscuous sex life.
Yes.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, and they, I don't know that they look a lot alike, but they don't.
No,
they look
not nothing, at all. Nothing, no. nothing, nothing, nothing.
Well, they both
nothing.
Have brown hair. I just want to say, you guys, a little, it's not like one was black, one was white.
Everybody with brown hair looks well, the same.
I just want to say,
wow.
But they were the same age. It was within a couple of years. So anyway, yes, they were.
Same era.
Same era. That's better. And I want to say that Linda Ronstadt, though, she was with Moonbeam for a while, wasn't she? That crazy governor of California?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a little,
what's
weird.
What's his name?
Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown. You're right.
Remember him?
Did he? No, he's not the one that got caught on that yacht with somebody else. Was it where it said like fun times or kinky times? Remember the name of the boat was something? He was going to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had, remember the name of the boat? There's a picture of him and that, like, I think a girl that worked for him, a hot blonde, sitting on his lap. Oh, what was the name of the boat? It was like so apropos.
That didn't sound like, I don't know.
Was that Jerry Brown?
I don't know that.
No? Okay.
Usually those East Coast guys like the yachts. I don't know. Anyway, I just want to, I wasn't all wrong, is what I'm saying.
No, you weren't all wrong. They have brown
but not
hair.
Right, you know. Yeah. You know.
Even though Linda Ronstadt, or I mean, even though Janis Joplin didn't really have brown hair. But you're right.
It was Janis Joplin. That's who I was thinking of. Okay, so I'm done. All right, I just wanted to, that was my one mistake of the year.
Who am I thinking of, though? The guy, it killed his chances to be president. Yeah, Gary Hart.
Gary Hart, yeah.
Gary Hart.
Oh, he was a West Coast guy, you're right.
But then what was the name of the boat? It was like something that was like, oh, my God, it couldn't be worse for him.
Well, then it got worse for him.
Did it then? Well, he had to drop out.
Well, no, but didn't he?
There was somebody else with that, right? Who was it?
With the intern?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he had an intern, too?
Somebody fought. Oh. Was it? I don't know.
What?
Yeah, no.
All right. The Monkey Business was the name of his boat.
That's what it was. That's what
Thank
it was.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Okay.
You don't want to vote for somebody that is a boat.
Right. Yeah, I have a scary heart.
We got some text here. The best part, the extra hour. Another one, October.
Well, isn't that nice of you saying the extra hour?
No, because they didn't say whether that was a positive or negative. That was at a high or low. Right?
All right, make
it a assumption. But it does have exclamation points. Congratulations, guys. Got that. Got another one. Okay, I have one, the high point. I really think the conversation with Kristen Lyerly about prostate cancer in women is a high point.
And if you don't remember that.
That's when John asked her, have you had your prostate out? And she's like, what?
I told you that before. I don't know women's body parts.
Yeah. I thought the question was, do women get prostate cancer?
Oh, that's
cancer?
What it was. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That was funny. That's a good listener.
Thank you, people. Please keep them coming. Let us know what's been the high point or low point of our year.
But, I was telling these guys before the show, I met with a potential advertiser yesterday and very much enjoys the show. And he goes, what I like about you guys is sometimes retail people, even though they may have their own personal beliefs, you got to kind of stay out of controversial things, you know, like politics. And they may have gotten off another show that they were on before because the guy went too rogue. And he just said, I just really enjoy.
Well, you represent them.
Yeah. And he said, look, they're going to do something with us, and it'd be fun to announce them, but you know, hopefully in the next week or two.
Great.
We got a great text from Sheila. She says, I'm so happy you two decided to start a show. It's what I look forward to each morning, especially Mondays. It gets my day going. I love how different Mino and the mayor are from each other. Great together, like peanut butter and jelly.
Thank you, Sheila.
Well, isn't that nice?
Very nice of you.
I thought it was oil and vinegar, but no, it is. It's sweet. We are two different people, though. I mean, and we've known each other for, 20 years?
Forever, since you were first.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet we didn't know each other.
Todd and I are both laughing at text that just came through. We want you to read this one, Jim.
Wait, out of my glasses.
Go on.
It says, morning, men. Jim, congratulations. It looks like you've made it. What time is the helicopter dropping by?
Give it the bell, Tom.
All right, the bell. That... All right. Oh, man.
When's the ping pong drop?
That was a good idea.
That was a great idea.
No,
Oh, my God. We got to tell this story, though, Todd. So this morning, I'm walking on the sidewalk here to come to the studio, and there's Jim heading that way, north. On Washington Street. It's like, why are you heading away from the studio, Jim? And I come in, I said, okay, this is weird. I think I just saw Jim driving the opposite direction, and now he's turning around? What? Tell it why, Todd.
Well, because when I pulled up this morning to park where we normally park, just on City Deck Court here, there's a row of spots right next to the station. Yep. They were all bagged off. And I realized at that point, at about 5:15 this morning, that it was part of Jim's idea for the ping pong ball drop.
For the anniversary party, the helicopter, so nobody can park there today.
That's why they're bagged off.
Yes.
I sent that in.
Yes.
So I'm in my office. I'm in my office, and I see Jim pull up, and then I see him immediately turn around and go the street.
I thought they were maybe painting the lines.
Is that a classic? Oh, that one will live in infamy.
Well, at least the city listens to us.
Oh my God!
And that was a while ago. I sent it to him. I said, "Block off because we're gonna have a."
But the funny part is, no, you can't park there.
You gotta park out there.
All right, we can take the bags off.
That is phenomenal.
DPW listens to us. So you guys come take the bags off. Oh, damn. That would have been good, though. I'm going to save it for our 5-year anniversary.
That'll be great.
Okay.
I was wondering when I drove it, I didn't see Todd's car. I thought, and then I see they're all bagged off. I'm like, I wonder what that's for.
So did you just realize now that that's the
right? Yes, I did. It just came to me. It's like, oh, that's why.
That's beautiful. Yeah. If anything sums up our 1 year,
it's that.
He biatches and complains because every day he can't find a quarter to run out there to fill the meter. And today he doesn't have to because he got the city to shut them all down. And they did such a great job that even he can't park there.
Oh, God.
Oh, you could have parked there for free today. That would have been the anniversary.
You should go park there.
I could, yeah.
See what they say.
No, they'll be. We're the ones.
Hey, buddy,
isn't that
closed off?
Just
the mayor wants the ex-mayor wants these all closed off. Yeah, I am the ex-mayor. Sure you are, buddy.
Oh my God! All right. Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, next year we'll do it. But anyway, it is a year. It's been a year. It's been great. I mean, when you were a kid, and maybe Todd thought you might be in radio. TV.
Yep.
I did. You know what?
Never did.
When I was a junior in high school, we all had to do a vocation or career type thing. Yeah. And, you know, huge report, had a job shadow, like, you know, whatever. And mine was being a radio disc jockey.
That's pretty cool that your parents supported you. And I think they did. But to do that. And I think sometimes kids come up with stuff and the parents are like, no money.
I never thought I was going to be on TV. Not in a million years.
I don't believe that.
Oh, no.
In theater.
But I didn't have that TV. Back in those days.
Oh, I don't know.
They had that look.
You're always bragging about how you look like Bob Dylan or whatever.
Well, I'm not sure there's a lot of people on TV that want to look like Bob Dylan. Wow.
That is true.
Yeah. That's really true. Right. What did you want to be?
Actually, back then, Johnny.
Wait a minute. Todd, we're going to hit to a quick break. You got to play a song from the exact era when I was doing that.
This is good to who?
WOLD.
I'll get that.
When we come back, we'll play that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I want to be. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to set a break.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your painting project at Menards. Paint in one coat with Max Bond Plus exterior paint. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance. With over 800 one coat colors, it's designed to work for you. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint projects started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it
Harry
was
Chapin,
their long
yeah,
lost
1973.
Daddy-o.
Yeah.
Hempstead, New York.
Oh.
Three died.
Love this song.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me.
It yeah, he's great.
Kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around.
AM rock.
It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15.
Wow. I love that
great
song.
Great lyrics. Yeah. He captured the business so well in that song. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's almost sad because you sit here going, oh, God, that's kind of me, you know?
I know. Wait, Kay, can you go to the one part?
How about the...
Somebody had me some drinks on my last big gig. It made my voice go... Hang on. This captures the life of radio people.
Now I've worked my way down home again.
Boise, Idaho.
That's how this business goes. I am
love Harry Chapin.
Yeah.
Taxi is still one of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh, man.
All-time favorite. Taxi.
I like the Growing Up Just Like Me. Is that the same song? My Boy's Just Like Me.
No.
He was at the Carlton.
That's Cats
know.
In a Cradle.
Cats in a Cradle.
He was at the Carlton?
Oh, yeah. I got his autograph somewhere.
Oh, my
in box.
God. I would have driven to Green Bay if I had known that.
Yep. Harry Chapin was there. He was great.
Wow.
He didn't bring a huge orchestra, I remember, but he...
He's kind of acoustical.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
And he...
Okay, I think it's this part right here. Okay, it's coming up. I love that. That's when Murph started wearing a hat. Okay, I think it's coming up right now. All right, never mind.
All right.
A great song. Harry Chapin. Loved Harry Chapin.
Yes.
I could sing the entire song to Taxi if you want.
That's okay.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare for the night.
No, they...
A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. I said, where you going to, my lady blue? Have you ruined your gown in the rain? She just looked out the window, said 15 Parkside Lane. There was something about her was familiar. I knew I'd seen the face before. She said, you must be mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while till she looked in the mirror. And she glanced at the license for my name. A smile came over her slowly. It was a sad smile just the same.
Okay.
And she said, how are you, Harry?
Okay, yeah.
And I said, how are you, Sue? After so many years and so many tears, I still remember you.
And the kids.
A couple more texts this morning. Right. Vicky says, starts my day on a high note. My favorite segments are when it's just Mino and the mayor. You never know where that's going.
Neither do we.
Luann said, I agree. It's not only entertaining, but so much information. I've learned from both of you things are going on in the community and public services that I didn't know about.
Awesome. So. That's our goal. Nice. That was our goal
that
from
is
day one.
Right,
that was our goal from day one.
Inform.
Have some fun, but yet, you know, right. be a kind of a voice, not a voice, but a conduit for the community of what's going on.
Right. Like,
you know what I remember, though, about those songs? When, okay, WOLD, this could be a weird thing. I remember
really?
When, yeah,
wow.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
As junior in high school. And I was on the basketball team. Didn't play much, I'll be honest. We had a really great team. We were number three in the state, and we got upset by Ontonagon in the districts. Long story, whatever.
The state goes, the whole state of Michigan?
The whole state of Michigan in Class B.
That's Detroit? That's that whole?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're number three in the state.
Class B, and there was only one above you.
Yeah.
And what is it, 1,200 kids, or what was Class B?
We had probably 600 kids in our high school.
Oh, that's pretty small. That's, yeah. Wow. You were third in the, I don't know if I believe that. You were little at little Nagani.
All the other schools we were rated with were the same size. You know, we're all.
Yeah, I know, but that's probably pretty good.
It was. We had a great, phenomenal team. Phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Sorry. One of our players was ended up being Tom Izzo's best man because he played at Northern alongside of him. Another one became head coach at Northern. He played big time college basketball. Another one was one of the all time leading scorers at the school he went to. I mean, we were loaded. Yeah.
Wow.
What I'm getting at is it was the worst year of my life for sports because I had a thing called, you ever hear of plantar warts?
Yes.
Plantar warts. I had them in my foot, at the bottom of my foot, my heel. So in the morning, I had to miss a class all the time and go to the doctors and they put like acid in your foot. That was such torture all day. And I'd try to practice. I couldn't even practice. And when I take a shower, I'd have to put and this is where I got the idea about the mosquitoes. Put a plastic bag over your thing they do and then spray Raid on it. That because when I took a shower, I had to wear a plastic bag over my foot and tape it on. Have you ever heard of that? Plantar warts? Most painful?
I've heard of that. It was on TV. Isn't that like a commercial for something?
Maybe, but they literally take acid and they put it in where the wound is, and it's the most painful. It's like they could take a hot welding iron and stick it in your foot and be the same feeling. Anybody out there ever have? You never hear about them again. Anybody out there ever have plantar warts?
Because probably those doctors lost their license.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think up there,
what I'm saying is,
your doctors
I remember
were
sitting,
like,
that doctors song was on, really popular. I'd be listening to that song waiting to go into the doctor's office.
I think the doctors up there were people doctors on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and veterinarians on Tuesdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So, yeah. Jim, so?
Yeah. So?
Johnny.
But you never, are they painful? I haven't heard of them ever since. I've never heard of the term plantar warts. Plantar, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, no, I don't. I heard of them, but I don't know why. I thought it was.
If you get them, I'm telling you, it's the most painful thing you'll. I'm sure now treatment is a little bit different. Yeah. But I never forget. He would take a swab thing, and he would dip it in this acid, and he'd put it right into your foot, kind of like, you know, right where the thing was, because it left like a hole in there, and he'd swab it in with that acid. Whoa! Insanely painful.
That's what I drink.
Insane. Oh. I had torsion of the private parts, and this was just as painful.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But they said the torsion thing? same as childbirth. I even tried convincing Dr. Kristen about that.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I think she would know a little bit more about childbirth than
you. I've experienced things. I've experienced things.
So do women get...
Plantar warts?
Torsion of a testicle? I don't know.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Sorry, but that's what it was. That's a proper term.
John would be like, let's ask
got
her.
Got that in football. Right. Same year I got that and the plantar warts. Bad year.
Your junior year was a bad...
Bad.
That was by far my best year in high school.
But I kept... These weird things kept starting to happen to me.
So, Jim, I need you to come up with your original weights on this date a year ago.
Yeah, I got it right.
We're going to talk about that when we get back.
And we got $100 riding on this.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
There's a reason I went 12,000 steps in 100-degree heat index yesterday.
And I don't. If I didn't know we were weighing in, I wouldn't have eaten three Cuban sandwiches. Thanks to Nicolay Bank, by the way.
Man, I wish you would have brought me one of those. I love Cuban sandwiches.
But I gave them to my intern.
I'm disappointed in you again.
I know.
Quick
break.
Sorry. Back right up. It's always tease, tease, tease.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
How do you tell the story of a soybean to an audience that may never have actually been near a soybean field, may never have actually seen a soybean? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That was the tall order for director Sam Pinkstone. He partnered up with U.S. Soy to create a documentary that does just that. And along the way, he learned a little something, too.
When I first started making it, I never expected to be on the side of a volcano in Hawaii telling a story about how soy can help us get to Mars. You know, it was just really surprising. But we learned how farming is actually run, you know, mainly by small family operations or relatively small family operations. And the goal for the farmer is to look after the land, to pass down to the next generation. So, you know, there's many surprising stories for a massive industry, but also really heartwarming stories for individuals and individual businesses as well.
That's Sam Pinkstone. He is the director of a new documentary that's out on the A&E Network, Groundbreaking, A Story of Innovation, U.S. Soy. Now, you can see the documentary. All you need to do is jump online, go to ussoy.org/groundbreaking. Pinkstone's already at work on the second documentary focused in on soybean story of innovation, supported in part by soybean checkoff dollars.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. steffesgroup.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations: Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. And yesterday at Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt announced that they were awarding $12 million in federal funding to four dairy innovation centers across the United States, including the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. That alliance is run by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research. The alliance will be eligible for about $3 million of that total award to support product research and development, technical assistance, education, and grants to dairy businesses. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We may catch an isolated sprinkle at some point this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high 76, wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 36 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 630-2024.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mariner, 1 year anniversary show.
Stuck him.
1 year. Got a text here. Good morning. Tell Mino they now use liquid nitrogen to freeze the warts, and it still hurts like a mother. Kelly, a nurse from Green Bay. Happy. Is that guy? Has that been eradicated, though? I don't know another person that's ever had plantar warts.
I haven't heard about it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't even know. How do you get them?
Yeah.
How do you, I don't know. Happy 1 year, boys. It's been a blast listening to you guys each morning. Heading to Milwaukee today for the Brewer game.
Oh,
have
good.
A great day, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
Well, that's a. Those are fun, those noon games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Week. That is, as I said, when I was looking around, I was like, don't you people work? I mean, there was probably 35, 40,000 people there. It was great. I mean,
well, it's summer, you know.
Yeah.
Take a day off, do whatever. I think that's great. I think I'm a huge fan. I know it's fun going to night games for football and everything. I'm still a huge fan of noon games.
Yeah.
Just give me the game at noon, the whole thing.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't grow up and taking.
I remember when we used to have to serve 11:30 mass on Sundays. And up there, the game would be at 1. But right. It was still that thing. Like, man, you got to run home. You got to eat fast. Because, you know, Sunday dinner was always Sunday. The way it was Sunday dinner, that's the only time we called anything dinner. Everything else was supper, you know. But, you know, Sunday dinner pretty much at noon, 12:30.
Yeah.
And that was always the big meal, you know, of the week.
Right.
And, man, you just raced through that because you did not want to miss kickoff. Oh, man, those were great days, weren't they, though, when the Packers were back in that era?
Yep. And it was, you talk about I talked about what football does, and there's so many friends of mine at my age that didn't live in the same town their dad did, but would call their dad after every game. And that's just a cool thing how
absolutely
the NFL does so much more than the game. It's just this camaraderie. And I just got a call yesterday from a friend of mine, his son, I should say, that lives in Indianapolis. And, oh, I want to come up with my new girlfriend to the Colts game. Can you get me tickets? I mean, it's just a lot more than just football. It just did really bring some awesome relationships together. So what's that?
I love our texters. Our texters are so much better than us. Happy anniversary, boys. Did I miss the ping pong ball drop from the helicopter? Stephanie,
just it's been postponed, Stephanie.
Indefinitely.
Helicopters couldn't fly. There was a low ceiling. Yeah, John Mayer, we got to look out, kind of a low ceiling here. We got cumulus clouds at 8,000 feet, and we're going to have to postpone the drop.
There you go.
We'll see if we get a window here, a clearing, and we'll drop them then. We're going to circle until then, all right?
Kudos to the city.
That just reminded me of this.
Yeah.
Kudos to the city for blocking off the street, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, all coordinated.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 10-4, yeah. Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear, flag.
Yes.
Come on. Yeah,
this reminds me of our show.
Absolutely. This is the start of the show. This is the very beginning.
You like this.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's enough, or else he's going to get going. So
I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to annoy you by singing.
Little late now. You've already sang 22 songs. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Todd.
Cab over Pete with a reefer on and Jimmy hauling hogs.
We is heading for
Bear. I want a mile out of Shaky Town.
I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Great song.
Oh, my God.
Great song.
You
actually,
like
you know,
song.
One of my, you know who I used to like? I like any song that refers to dates for some reason. Like Ode to Billy Joe, 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty double day.
Yeah.
And on the, you remember Mac Davis?
Yeah.
He had a great song I really liked. It was called Summer the First Time. It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. You ever hear that song?
Are you sure it's by Mac Davis? Maybe Bobby Goldsboro?
Bobby Goldsboro.
Bobby Goldsboro.
I always get those two mixed
up. That
was
Honey.
No. Well, he did Honey.
Yes.
But he also did, you never heard, it's about a guy, 17-year-old kid, for the first time.
Clapping his hands for the
first
time.
No, boxing.
Just, boxing.
Okay.
Boxing. Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Here you go. Was a hot afternoon. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet. Remember this song?
No.
You don't
not
remember
at all.
This? Uh-huh. 1973, I think. Todd, 73?
Let's see. Yeah, 73.
Jeez. This is Bobby Goldsboro?
Bobby Goldsboro.
73. God, we're young.
I could sing almost the entire song if you want.
Thank you. Don't.
I think this is when I first started. Afternoon. The last day of June. You remember
and
this? I told Billy Ray as Red Chevrolet. The clouds were up. Do you remember this song at all?
I don't either, which is weird.
No, I remember Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. Wasn't that right? Like unbelievably popular?
Yeah.
Like
unbelievable.
I don't remember this song.
All right, hang on.
I told Billy Ray.
I mean, I can just
in his red Chevrolet.
Sounds like him.
Needed time, for, needed some time for some thinking. Do you remember this?
No.
Oh, all right. All right. Got
Todd,
another dice text here. Happy anniversary, boys. Because of this show, I started listening to radio again. Sarah, thank you, Sarah.
It's Sarah.
That's very nice of you.
We might send that one on to the boss. Yeah, that's, thank you.
Well, Todd's the boss, and he's
sitting right there. So, he's sitting right there.
I think we're good. I think we're good. We got that taken care of.
Yes. Hey, we've, you know, being at our age, we have talked a little bit about our weight.
And yeah. We got to talk about this.
Todd, I gave you some numbers.
Let me just say something. So I put a thing on my Facebook yesterday, and, we had Mark Hewson on.
Yes.
And And he's an expert on, he's just amazing, okay?
Right.
Love him. Everything I've learned, he's helped make us better people.
This is the Bell and Sports Medicine guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he did this big thing last week about heat index and how it can just hit you. If you're out there, you're not drinking water, and you're getting real hot, your body literally just, microwaves itself on the inside, okay?
I don't remember that, but
whatever. Okay. So what do I do yesterday? Heat index was like 98.
Yesterday,
I go out for 1 hour and 47 minutes on a walk, no water, black t-shirt, and
glad you were listening.
Yeah. Okay, so I do that whole thing, 12,000, almost 13,000 steps.
Wow.
Yes. You know why?
Well, because of weigh-in.
Because we had a weigh-in today.
I was going to say.
And, we got a $100 bet riding on it. I wanted to sweat out as much fat as humanly possible.
Literally. Mino this morning's like, I got to have coffee, but we got to do something first. I'm like, what do we have to do? He goes, it's weigh-in day.
Yeah.
I actually felt like, if you got a grill and you got like sitting, you see that fat just like melting.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I was doing, just burning off fat yesterday by doing that. And a guy actually stopped me on the trail. He's looking at me and I was like, what's wrong with you, buddy? He goes, hey, you look pretty warm there. Yeah. You good? Oh, yeah. And with my one leg shorter than the other, I'm sure I was wobbling more than normal. So, yeah. But I did that with one goal in my. And you know what? It goes back to what you were talking about the other day. You and our guy from West. Your place, Western Racket. Yeah, about that. But anyway,
Western Racket. How he said what?
But, well, how you wrestlers
water?
But it's all water weight.
That's all water weight. Was what he was
but
saying.
But still, when you're weighing in, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
So the whole time I was doing that, I was feeling exactly. I was thinking to myself as a wrestler, and I got to make weight.
Yeah, that's not real. He said that. He goes, that's just water. But you're right. The scale's the scale.
Yes. So Todd, with one, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I lose this?
We don't know yet. So we have a $100 bet riding on this. And it goes to charity. It goes to our favorite charities.
Absolutely.
So from a year ago, we had a bet on weight. We weighed in, and then we weighed in again today.
Yeah. But I might want to dispute that a little bit.
Oh, you can't. Can you dispute?
The weight I gave Todd was in June. But I have on my calendar here, September 13th, diet begins, and I have the weight for Todd, me, and Christy.
Yeah, but that wasn't the original deal. The original deal was you guys came in your first day. You said,
you even brought in the scale, didn't you?
Yeah,
I did. But I got all these. Okay, this is the original. All right, let's do this.
So on this date, 1 year ago, John Mino weighed 232.6 pounds.
Okay.
All right. Today he weighs 228.4 pounds.
And those 4 pounds were all burnt on the Fox River Trail yesterday. Well, you can go and you can find my droppings all the way through on my fat on the grill. Well, that's what I mean. My fat just kind of melted off of me.
So that is four.
So I lost 4 pounds in 1 year.
4.2. All right.
All right.
Jim Schmidt, 1 year ago on this date. Now, Jim, you gave me 213. Was it an even 213? I want to make sure we get this right.
No, 213.6.
0.6. Now, that's going to change my math here a little bit. So originally, 1 year ago, Jim was at 213.6. Today, Jim is at 206.8.
Oh, no!
I should be at 200.
You beat me.
Yeah.
So he lost what, 8?
That's nothing.
8.
No, not 8. 7. Wait.
5.8.
Oh. And John, you're at 4.2.
Oh my gosh, 1 pound.
Sorry, it's 6.8.
At six?
Yeah.
So you beat me by 2 pounds.
Two pounds.
Wow. I owe you $100.
I'll give it to a new community shelter.
Okay. I'll write a check.
Yeah. Yep. To them. That'd be great.
Wow.
Nice job, guys.
Yes. That was great. That was fun. All right.
You beat me. Wow.
But Jimmy, you were saying you were looking at it and you were gaining weight over just a couple of days, right?
I did. When we first started. We did, because I went from
213.6.
And then on September 13th, I weighed 217.8.
My whole thing yesterday, I brought my life to the brink of
you did
extermination, and I still lost. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we still got a ways to go. But now we're bringing in more advice. Now, you take 90% of the conversation towards you, which is fine. But you had Tad.
Say that again?
When people come in to give us health advice
for the community,
you steer the direction towards your personal, which is fine. That hasn't worked, but I think what we'll do if we want to do something else, Todd, maybe we can come up with something else in 6 months or in a year, because we have to stay at this.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, I figure, you know, if I keep losing 4 pounds every year,
right,
by the time I die, I'm going to be down
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
You know, the other thing,
good luck in corp.
Originally, when we had this grand plan of ping pong balls and
the helicopters
and bands.
And,
I know.
Like right, cheese curd.
Mini summer fest down here.
Absolutely. Yes.
There was something about a burpee challenge, too, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. You're right, Todd.
Yeah.
And I think a push up challenge.
Yeah, there were the challenges.
But that's before I tore my labrum? No. I always get that wrong. In my shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Labrum. I'm going to send you back to school. Okay. All right. I'm up for something else. I don't know exactly what it is going to look like.
Well, maybe our listeners can give you
Help us
some
out,
clues.
Folks. Listeners, text us, please. What would be a good challenge for Jim and I? And you know what? We won't make it 1 month.
Well, no, 1 month. Get longer than that. Let's
no.
This summer. John.
Got a couple texts here. Happy anniversary, man. I can't not listen to the program. I laugh. I learn. I love it. What a great way to start the day. Thank you very, very much. Another one here. Happy anniversary. I never miss the show. My day starts out so much better listening or watching Eminem. I've learned a lot and snorted my coffee out of my nose laughing more than once. Thank you. These are nice. Appreciate that, folks.
Yeah, this is super nice. If it's like,
but yeah, 1 month from today, we'll do something.
Ooh, Todd, John,
okay,
on.
Listeners, help us out.
No,
listeners, major prize package for whichever one we go with.
I'm okay
listeners,
with that.
Please help us out in 1 month, August. No, what is the month? July 26th. What a challenge between Jim and I. Give me a chance. Jim.
No.
When you gamble, you know, if you're playing poker and you win, you don't walk away. That's like man rules, guy rules.
Well,
you got to give the other people at least a chance to win back their money.
I can't walk away. That's
so
my
I'm going to give you 1 month.
Two.
You got to give me, You got to give me one. It doesn't have to be really, really
Todd,
physical.
Let me tell you, Todd, the reason I'm bargaining for 60 days versus 30 is.
Sure.
I'm doing this for the kids, Jim.
Yeah, no,
of
kids.
Okay, hey, how about this? Quick poll. Does Jim hate starving kids? Yes or no? I say yes.
John,
the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, hates starving kids. In fact, when we're off the air here during breaks, so what if they don't eat? You know what? Big deal.
Oh, my God. Do you guys see what's going on out here?
No!
Jim, you've got to go out.
Oh, my God.
You've got to go out and
oh, my
stop
God,
this,
folks.
Travesty.
You're not going to believe what's happening outside.
Jim, you've got to go out there right now.
You've got to go out.
Take your phone and call in right now.
Folks, we got to tell you what's happening.
That's late.
Oh, my God.
Jim, you've got to
go out
there.
You got to go up there, Jim. Go right now.
Jim,
don't even wait for the break.
Don't even wait.
Go, because once they start, folks, you're not going to believe what's happening. They're closing down Washington Street.
What, are you kidding me?
For the anniversary show. Oh, my gosh.
That isn't happening.
It's not happening. We're not in here. They shut down the parking meters. Now there's a truck out there with orange cones shutting down the street. Get out there. Oh, my God. Not since turkeys fell from helicopters has there been a bigger debacle in radio history. We might be back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back, folks. Todd, jump in here.
So here's what I'm going to do.
I mean, this is, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to actually see if I can get out there with a camera.
Okay.
And put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Right now.
Just a little background.
I'll let you explain while okay. I do this. All right. Do your thing.
I mean, we might be fined or something now. This might be our last show.
Here comes Jim.
This might be our last show.
All right.
Let me just set the stage here, Jim.
Okay.
So, folks, for months, it's again, once again, today is our one-year anniversary show. And almost from the very beginning, Jim has had it in his head that when we get to 1 year, we gotta go big. We got to go really big.
I love parties, celebrations.
And Jim's a go big or go home kind of guy. He just is.
True that.
That's why we love him.
True that.
So, with his connections, he talked to some people about this great event we're going to be having in downtown Green Bay, right on North Washington Street, where he's going to have the street shut down, no parking, and a helicopter was going to come over and drop these little golf ball or ping pong balls. You know, to win like a sub sandwich and things
like that. For sponsors, right? We're going to have sponsors. Mm-hmm. You can do this with Pella. We could do something with Bellin. Our sponsors mm-hmm. would be in the ping pong balls. And then the other ones would just say happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a yes. Yeah. And I you were on the phone when I called the helicopter guy.
I mean,
you were sitting here when I called the helicopter guy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I give you all the credit in the world.
And I booked the band, Kevin Van Ness and the Packer band.
You booked the cheese curd, Nick.
The cheese curd, Nick. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, Jim, in his official capacity of, you know, mayor emeritus, whatever you want to call it, pulled some strings, and they shut down the parking meters. And as of right now, the gentlemen are out there closing off North Washington Street.
See all those barricades?
With sawhorses and orange cones.
The signs that say street closed.
Yeah. Street closed.
Like right out the window.
Right out here.
They drove past the window.
Yes.
Did you see all the equipment they had on there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a semi. That was a flatbed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're closing off the street for our anniversary show.
That doesn't exist.
There is
that
no isn't anniversary happening. Show. This is the anniversary show. I'm sitting in here as the anniversary show. We're not out on the street, but he forgot to cancel that stuff.
No. I explained to him that I said, I'm sorry, I should have copied you on the email. Because I did. I said, we postponed. He goes, what's the new date? And I'm like, that's not my decision. But
there is no new date. There's no date.
We are going to do something, but it's going to be much.
We're not shutting down Washington Street.
No.
But I will say this, Todd. I hold him in high esteem. Somehow he pulled strings. He was getting one North Washington Street shut down. It's the busiest street in Brown County at this time of day. And somehow he arranged to get it shut down, which they're doing right now.
I know that's.
They're not really shutting it down, right? You got rid of him?
I did. And the guy was cool about it. He goes, look, you know, yeah.
Look, there'll be a fine sent to the radio station.
No. I mean,
those guys are probably working overtime.
I said I sent an email, but I did not copy you on it. And I should have. But anyway, I thought if you send it, that the communication within the city, when I was mayor,
this would have been, when I was mayor,
it would have been communicated.
I'm sure you would have communicated with everybody. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I want to thank the DPW for
We need to apologize.
I did. Hey, look.
Eric, are you listening?
I'm not apologizing.
Steve Grenier. Can you call Eric?
Steve Grenier is the guy.
Whoever it is. We want to thank them.
Chris Pirlo.
And we want to make it up to them.
Oh. Jim's going to take you out to dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Folks, I'm not. This is surreal. This is literally surreal. Let the whole parking area over there. You can't park there today because there's bags over the meters because of our anniversary show that Jim organized. And now, two big burly guys in their fluorescent vest in a flatbed truck.
Oh, my gosh.
With sawhorses and orange cones. And signs are shut. About to shut down.
Yeah, good thing
North Washington Street.
Yeah,
thank God Todd somehow just glanced out the window and saw them
going on out there.
Going to work.
I have to say this. So if anybody from corporate's listening right now,
yes,
I need a flipping raise for dealing with these people.
There's not even a question
right now.
No question about
and we
that.
We had the bands. I did cancel the band. I called Kevin.
That's
funny
Nick
because
Cheese Curds. I canceled him yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I actually had to cancel Kevin because he called me like
Kevin Van Ness?
Yeah.
Oh.
He called me like a week ago or texted me. He says, are we doing this? I said, no, we're not doing this. Nope.
Oh, God.
So I've got a picture. If you're on our Facebook, if you're not on our Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or WISS. There is a picture right there of Jim.
Look at the equipment they've got.
Jim talking to the guy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I mean, they had the flashing sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then the sign was going to say, congratulations, yes, Mino and the Mayor.
1 year anniversary. Close for Mino and the Mayor anniversary show.
Watch out for dropping ping pong balls.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right, let's move on. All right.
John, in all your years doing broadcasting,
yeah,
have you ever encountered...
Nothing close. Nothing even close to what has happened this morning. In all the bizarre things I've been experienced in my lifetime in radio,
well, at least
nothing... close to city workers pulling up with a big flatbed to shut off the busiest street in Green Bay for the former mayor's anniversary radio show.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. Has never existed. Never will exist.
Oh, my God.
But they're shutting it all down.
So hard.
It's...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Never.
Right. Well,
never.
Yeah. Never.
Never.
We'll do something.
Never.
Later. All right. Did we call off the media, too?
I mean, this
we
is
invited
as
them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Well, you know, it can be done. So we'll get a team together.
Let's not start this again.
No, we're going to,
you know, we're going to do something. It'll probably be in the evening. We'll have like a dinner thing someplace.
Absolutely.
Do a little show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invite our listeners over. Jim can bring his sock puppets and do a puppet show or something like that.
Wow.
But holy crap.
Wow. That's all I can say is.
Well, I want
to. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. When my heart like skipped a beat. Like, oh no! Oh no!
We'd have got some complaints, maybe.
Oh,
you think so?
Yeah,
I think that's...
Oh, I don't know, Jim. I don't think the busiest street where everybody's trying to get to work here at 6:57 in the morning would have a problem
all of a sudden shut down.
Oh my lord.
I think we understand. All right.
The whole show we're gonna be talking about.
We are
about
not dropping this. No. But again, I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at this or just be in awe that he pulled it off.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll.
I just wonder how far his power goes.
What
can we get Jim to do for us?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's, yeah, people are so nice. And they just, I called him and said.
You still wield the big stick?
I don't know about that.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Steve, Eric.
We got
Chris
to apologize. We need to publicly apologize.
I will.
Get them on the line for us.
I'll give them a call. Steve on. All right, I'll do that during the break.
All right.
Anyway, happy anniversary, Johnny.
Yeah, you keep them. Back after this.
What a gift.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Peter Jest, author of the book We Had Fun and Nobody Died, Adventures of a Milwaukee Music Promoter. We'll also talk about a summer blockbuster with the help of the late comedian Richard Jenny.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.